The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New research shows that 50% of Irish households are more worried about a break-in compared to a year ago. Despite the rise in their concerns, there's actually been a huge decrease in the number of burglaries over the past 10 years. So even with a drop in burglaries, are people right to feel concerned about safety in their own homes? Well, Eoin Dunn is the Managing Director of PhoneWatch Ireland, and he joins me now to tell us more. Eoin, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So there's been a huge drop.
Yes, we've taken a look at data over the last decade or so, and the bottom line is we see a 50% reduction on average in the number of burglaries that have been reported in the last 10 years. That's a very significant drop, a very welcome drop.
Do we know why?
I think there's a number of factors that we've looked at. First of all, I think, I know that the Thor, Operation Thor that the Gardaí have launched, they did so in 2015. And that has been in operation for the last 10 years, and it has coincided in terms of both prevention and awareness.
Wasn't Thor designed, though, to catch mobile gangs who were marauding across the countryside, breaking into people's houses, attacking people who were very vulnerable?
There was that element to it, but there was also very much one about awareness and about the dangers of burglary. And doing, I guess, a little like I'm doing today, is make people more aware of the potential dangers of burglary. So there's been Operation Thor for 10 years. We've had COVID in the last 10 years. And I think it's probably fair to say that the nature of crime has changed. People have a lot less cash.
Okay, it's interesting. Let's parse COVID for a minute. I mean, we were all locked down for a while.
Yes.
That meant we were in our own homes. So the daytime opportunistic burglar had no choice. He couldn't go into the house. There were too many people there. And even the house that might be unoccupied for whatever reason, there were eyes in every window during the day because people were remotely working.
Well, exactly. We there was less people out and about, and there were more people at home over those 2 years or so. So we saw a fairly dramatic drop, particularly in 2021, where the number of burglaries actually decreased to 8,500 in that year. Now, it's still quite a lot of burglaries, but it did decrease. There was highs over a decade ago of about 26,000. It went to 8,500 in 2021 because of, exactly as you say, more people at home, less people out and about. There was less opportunity, I guess, for people.
And of course, as a result of COVID and the changes in work practices, there are still people who work maybe 2 or 3 days a week at home, thus increasing the number of eyes coming through the lace curtains looking at ne'er-do-wells.
That's true. I think just to go back to the potential rationale for this, I think that there are more people at home now, and burglary is in the main an opportunistic crime where people are looking for homes that look either unoccupied or unprotected. So having people at home, I think, does play into that. But we're also, I think, we're a very security conscious country. I mean, the rate of burglary in Ireland is much lower than it is in Europe. It's about 35% below the European average. And if we look to our next door neighbours, the rate of burglary in Ireland is less than half of what it is in the UK.
And is there any kind of science behind that to tell us why?
Well, we can look at what we particularly in PhoneWatch look at, which is the rate of alarm ownership in Ireland, and it is quite high. As I said, we're about a third of the European average, but the number of monitored alarms in Ireland as on a per capita basis is 3 times the European average. Just under 20 in every 100 homes in Ireland has a monitored alarm, whereas the European average for that is 6. So we are a very security conscious nation. And I think that's a lot to do with the community basis of our society here. As you said earlier, we watch out for each other. Social media now, for example, gets a pretty bad rap, but it does have benefits. WhatsApp groups, Facebook groups, they allow people to communicate with their neighbours just to be on the watch out.
Now, what a lot of people are doing, and you know this because you're kind of in competition with them, they buy the doorbell camera or they buy a camera to monitor their home and they can pick it up on their phone. Mm. Their problem is, so they see someone breaking in, what do they do then? They call the Gardaí, and how quickly will the Gardaí come?
Yes, there is a lot of, I mean, the nature of alarm systems has changed. And as you said, Pat, the advent of video in the last couple of decades is probably the biggest single change. So that either, whether it's through centrally monitored services like ours or self-monitored through a phone app, people can now see what's happening as opposed to just get an indication. Video is a fact of life. The phone watch systems that we have a large element of video in them. And what that does is it gives people two things. First of all, it gives people some sort of assurance as to what is actually happening. And secondly, if ultimately something bad is happening, we have what we call video verification. So we can report to the Gardaí, there is somebody in a house with a grey hoodie, for example, as opposed to just say there's an alarm going off. So video is very much part. And
so if you get a phone watch installation, how many cameras might be typical for, say, a three-bed semi?
Yeah. Well, typically with a standard phone watch installation, what the motion sensors that you see in the corner of the room, they will now have cameras in them so that when a motion center is activated, it won't be video, but it will take snaps. It'll take images of what's happening in the room. So we would have possibly two or three of those internally. We obviously offer external video as well, video cameras. And we have doorbells as well, obviously, so that you can, with your phone watch system, also get a doorbell and you can get a video camera, both of which will be available through our app.
And all of those images are stored by you?
Yes. The images, as they appear, if an alarm is activated and an alarm is activated and there is an image of somebody in a house, that image will be sent to our alarm monitoring centre.
But it's only if the alarm is activated.
Only because, in the event that it's activated.
I mean,
activated.
If, for example, the babysitter has the boyfriend over.
No, it's only if the alarm is armed and activated that an image will be taken of whatever is happening. And it's that we can then act upon with the emergency services or the Gardaí.
Now, there are sometimes ways in which people leave themselves vulnerable because they leave all the indications that there's nobody home.
Yes.
For example.
Yeah. Well, if for example, we're coming into the Christmas season now, and if people are either away on holiday skiing or they're away at Christmas events, an unlit house, as I said earlier, unprotected and unoccupied, an unlit house is a sign. So we, as part, again, of part of the phone watch system, smart plugs, which will allow you to, through the app of your alarm app, to be able to switch on and put lights on your house when you're not there. There's an awful lot of very simple sort of measures that you can take. Just lock up and light up is what the Gardaí say through Operation Thor. And we would echo that. You know, it seems perfectly obvious, but have good, strong locks and have your doors and windows fully secured.
Make it hard for them.
Exactly.
Don't make it easy.
Exactly.
Now, what are the most vulnerable parts of a house? I mean, if there's any one particular element of a house that's vulnerable, what is the most vulnerable?
Well, our research, and we've done some limited research on this with a small data set, shows that the most common entry point is the front door, which does reinforce the opportunistic nature of burglary. But quite a lot of burglary will happen through back doors and back windows because there's less opportunity for people to be seen in, sure, in that scenario. So our message to people would be, you know, make sure your house has don't be scared about burglary, but be conscious of the dangers and take a couple of very simple preventative measures to make sure that you reduce the chances that you will be the victim of this crime. Because while a 50% reduction is very welcome, that means 150,000 Irish homes have been burgled in the last decade. That's one in every 12 homes. So, and it's a hugely traumatic event for people.
In terms of the front door, what kind of lock do you need on the front door? I mean, some people will simply have the old Yale lock, you know, simple lock, which when you watch the telly, the detectives take out a credit card and they slide open the lock and in they go. Yeah. But if you've got a mortise lock, which is kind of built into the frame of the door.
Yes, exactly.
And they have to kick that in, don't they?
Exactly. And locks and doors aren't exactly in my wheelhouse here, but a 5-lever mortise deadlock is what is the most common one, is the one to be recommended. And just make sure that when you when you're leaving the house, just make sure that, you know, you pull the door up, but lock it as well.
Now, there were stories of fellas looking through the letterbox and using fishing rods to steal the keys of the car that were maybe on a table. Yeah. I don't know what device they used to get the keys at the other end of the fishing rod. But the advice seems to be, don't necessarily take them up to the bedroom with you. You don't want to meet these people if they're after your car.
No, the advice in relation to keys is do not leave them anywhere where they can be visibly external. Whether you put them in a jacket pocket or whether you put them somewhere that people can't see externally. But again, in relation to, and this is more an issue really for the Gardaí, but the issue of if somebody does enter your home, if somebody does, the advice would be not to confront them. And unfortunately, we've had over many decades had a lot of very sad tales.
So if you hear them downstairs, you roar down, do you want the Ferrari, and throw the keys down and hope they leave?
Well, the thing about that scenario is if you have an alarm, and alarms aren't for everybody, but if you have a monitored alarm, switch it on, because if it's on, it'll activate if somebody enters your home.
So even if you're sitting watching the telly, alarm yourself in.
Yeah,
and a lot there are ways to just alarm the external loop, if you like, while the internal monitors are off.
Exactly, we call it the perimeter. You can set your alarm so that it will arm the perimeter, and a lot of people like to do that. They put their alarm on in the evening, sit and watch, confident in the knowledge that their home is safe and secure.
I'll read out some of the texts coming in. We are pestered with farm robbery in this rural area. We have security cameras in the farmyard that have recorded the robbery taking place, but the persons cannot be identified. Multiple people robbing all farmers in the area. Fuel taken from machines in the yard, feed for animals, vet products, all stolen. We've got the number plates, all matters reported to the guards, letters received from the Gardaí stating investigation ceased as no evidence. So, no point in reporting to the guards. Can't claim from insurance as it affects the premium. We've had at least €10,000 worth of items taken. Neighbours similar, maybe worse. It's sickening. John says, we have a vigilance WhatsApp group in our local area. Suspicious activity gets reported very, very quickly. And then a question about the keys at the front door. Oh. If you have a dog, and many farmers have dogs, does that work? Because a lot of farm dogs are outside, and the terrible thing is they'll get poisoned by the bad guys.
I've been asked this question many times, because obviously being in the monitored alarm business, people will sometimes say, well, you know, why a monitored alarm? There's lots of other ways of doing this. My view on this is this, Pat. Since man first set on foot on the earth, the need to keep ourselves safe and secure is fundamental. It's the most basic of human needs. And I think whatever does that for you, it could be an alarm, it could be a dog, it could be locks and lights. I met a man down at the ploughing championships recently who said he has a good stout hurl beside the bed, and that's his monitored alarm. So whatever keeps you feeling safe and secure in your own home is okay.
Some of the comments coming in. Forget about any locks. They only work in apartments. The most vulnerable part of every house is glass. That's from Jim in Santry. Now, shattering a double or triple glazed thing is not easy, but if someone finds, for example, a gas cylinder lying outside, they'll throw that at the glass and they will shatter it. So what do you do?
Well, a monitor, an alarm system will pick that up. We have both shock sensors and glass break sensors as part of a standard alarm system. So if there's an alarm and it's armed, that will pick that
up. And a final one, how can you get annoying alarms from the neighbours to stop going off when they're off on their holidays?
That's a tough one. Obviously the alarms that PhoneWatch have, they're internal sirens. We don't have the external ringing bells. Again, some people see that as a deterrent, but in this day and age, I think with noise pollution, it is a problem. I know that in my area at home, where I live.
And if you ring the name on the box, for example, they'd say, well, who are you? Because you could be the burglar.
Well, true, exactly. But in most cases, they're not monitored alarms. They're just, as we call them, noisemakers.
All right. And a final tip is, if you're going off for a couple of weeks' holidays in the summer, mow the lawn before you go, because a shaggy lawn is an indicator of an empty house.
Mow the lawn, get somebody to put their car in your drive, and get them to pick up the post.
Owen Don, Managing Director of PhoneWatch, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.